a personal question. I have felt a strong connection to two cats in my life. I believe that one of those cats, knowing its time was at an end, called the other cat into my existence. In a previous discussion, you told me that they were really the same overall being or the same consciousness.
And well, actually, we said they were from the same stream of consciousness.
All right, so let me ask about that then. So is that not the same thing to say they are the same?
Your consciousness is the embodiment of all that is your awareness. So it is ever-changing. And so there will be a stream of consciousness. You will find that many of you have same interests, the people that you interact with. There are different avenues of exploration. And so pets, you might even find, we find it quite delightful when the pets even look like the humans. The stream of consciousness will bring to you very much like personality, things that resonate with you, that give you delight. You know that you delight in your cats very, very much. And so there's a stream of consciousness when you meet a person for the first time and you feel like old friends. You just feel a click, a resonance with them. Same stream of consciousness. And the people that annoy you so intensely, with so few words, it's because it's a stream of consciousness you're very familiar with. Otherwise you would not notice. And so your beloved cats, we would say that when you ask questions to understand beyond this dimension, it's tricky work because the human mind is not yet designed to hold these perspectives. And yet we would say to you that the love you had for the first cat, and even if you back up, there are certain characteristics, traits, things that you had seen in your movies, your magazines, that appeal to you. And so there would be, in form, something that would resonate to those things that you have a very high reaction to at many levels of your being, at many levels of your mind and your emotional body. And then these animals can show up magnetized to you. You will notice that this is happening all the time. The pets you tend to keep, but it happens all the time. The expression you use, as within, so without. So when you're seeking the comfort, when your first cat was dying, there was a level of your being that was seeking the comfort that you have associated with a cat. And so it is of course reasonable that another cat would appear, and they would not be the exact same consciousness because they existed at the same time here, but they are from the same stream of consciousness. And we believe there is a third cat that you felt an affinity for also, that would influence the combination that you're experiencing now in the one cat. You might think about that and see.
Okay.
And we'd like to give you a big hint. There are words that you say. If you listen carefully, it will spark memory of other ways, so you can see that you magnetize to you a specific creature. You cannot control another's free will at all. But you can magnetize to you, allow in your experience that which would delight you, that which would challenge you, that which would make sense to you for whatever you're going through. And the four-legged creatures are in great agreement to do that with you.